The following content is for informational purposes only and does not consider legal, tax, or investment advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. All future projections, forecasts, or forward-looking statements are inherently uncertain and subject to change. Investing is limited to verified accredited investors under Rule 506C of the Securities Act. The SEC has not passed upon the merits of any offering by Charge Capital.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're here to cut through the noise and get you quickly informed on key topics. Today, we're tackling a question we hear a lot, especially from investors maybe newer to the energy space. Can you actually install electric vehicle charging stations and battery energy storage systems, BESS, together on the same site? We're looking at whether this combo creates smarter, maybe more profitable energy infrastructure.
Yeah, absolutely. The short answer is a definite yes. A lot of projects are doing this already, co-locating them. And while there's very good reason for it, it adds real value.
Okay, so it's possible and it's actually a plus. But why? For someone listening, maybe picturing just a regular EV charger, how does adding that big battery, the BESS, really change things from an investment angle? What's the advantage?
It really comes down to synergy, you know, how they work together. First big thing, lower costs, installation and utility costs. You're sharing the electrical gear, the site work. That directly cuts down your initial spending, your CapEx. And it helps with those sometimes tricky grid connection fees.
Right. Sharing the infrastructure makes sense. Cheaper setup. What else?
Well, second, you get much smarter load management. The battery, the BESS, lets you store electricity when it's cheap, maybe overnight or when you've got lots of solar power. Then you can use that stored energy later for charging cars or even sell it back to the grid when prices are high.
So it helps flatten out the demand, avoids those sudden spikes.
Exactly. And crucially, it helps you avoid what they call demand charges. Those are pretty hefty fees utilities can slap on you if you draw a huge amount of power all at once. The battery smooths that out.
Okay, so avoiding fees, potentially selling power back. That sounds like a direct hit to the bottom line. Is it complicated to set up?
Like any smart investment, it needs, you know, proper planning. But the upsides are significant. Which brings me to point three. Better reliability. If the grid gets strained or there is an outage, that stored energy means your EV chargers can keep running. That's huge for customer satisfaction.
Good point. Keeps the service online.
And fourth, more ways to make money. More revenue streams. You're earning from the EV charging itself, obviously. But you can also make money from energy arbitrage. Buying low, selling high with the stored electricity.
So you're kind of doubling down on how that one location can generate income.
Pretty much. It turns what could be just a cost center into something much more dynamic.
You know, it's interesting how this fits into the bigger picture, too. I saw a comment from Reuters recently touching on this. They noted that matching up EV charging with times when renewables are abundant, like lots of sun or wind, it lets drivers pay less. It helps the grid avoid strain and make sure that clean power actually gets used, not wasted.
That really nails it. That's the wider benefit. And for an investor listening, co-locating these isn't just like clever engineering. It's genuinely smart investing strategy. You're boosting operational efficiency, cutting costs, better uptime.
And making the assets more valuable to the grid itself.
Exactly. They become grid-ready assets. They help make the whole system more resilient. And all this leads to potentially higher returns because you have those multiple ways to monetize the site. You're building something robust, adaptable, future-ready.
So the main takeaway here for you, our listener, pairing BESS with EV charging isn't just a technical tweak. It really transforms that piece of infrastructure, turns it into a high-performance energy hub. It works, it's proven, and it looks profitable.
Absolutely. It's a strategic move if you're looking to invest in energy assets that are resilient, that offer potentially strong yields, and are, frankly, part of where energy is going. Maybe the thought to leave you with is this. How does this model change our whole idea of infrastructure? It's not just a utility anymore. It's an active income-generating asset.